Let's begin with ice hockey, and the Czech hockey team will finish top in the qualification round at the Ice Hockey World Championships after winning their fourth and fifth straight games in the tournament on Friday and Sunday. On Friday, the Czechs added to host Slovakia's woes, winning 3-2, and 2 days later they won again against Russia by the same score. Of the two games, the match against Russia was the tougher affair, although the Czech Republic controlled the puck and began better, jumping in the first period to a quick 2-0 lead on goals by captain Rolinek and Jaromír Jágr. The Russians fought hard. Most controversially, the 196-centimeter tall, 112-kilogram Yevgeny Artyukhin went on a hitting spree midway through the game, targeting three Czech players, injuring two of them, left winger Milan Michalek and defenseman Karel Rachunek. Neither player completed the match. When Russia pulled within one goal, the Czechs were able to respond, though. Tomáš Blekanec was taken down on a breakaway in front of the Russian goalie and consequently awarded a penalty shot, which he converted. The score, 3-1. The Russians would score one more in the final period, but the Czechs would hang on. After the match, here's what the Czech goalie Ondřej Pavelec had to say.
Each win increases your confidence, and I'm glad we took this game and that we remain unbeaten. But of course, the toughest match is still ahead, and we have to prepare for it. I'm happy we won this one. It wasn't easy, and I hope our run will continue.
The Czech team will play one more match in Group E on Monday against Germany before moving on to the elimination rounds. Turning to tennis, in Madrid at the weekend, 21-year-old tennis player Petra Kvitová won her third ATP title this season, a run which for the first time in her career places the player in the 10th spot in the women's top 10. Over the last 12 months, she has moved remarkably up from 62nd spot. The tournament in Madrid saw Kvitová down players like world number 5, Azarenka, 6th seed Lina, and world number 3, Zvonareva. Kvitová becomes only the 6th Czech female player to make the top 10, following players like Navratilova, Novotná, and Vajdišová. Her complete record for 2011 so far has been 25 matches won and only 5 lost. In football, league leaders Plzeň recovered from a recent show of poorer form to defeat Mladá Boleslav to remain 3 points ahead of their nearest rivals, Sparta Prague. The team clinched a 3-1 win and received praise from visiting now-retired football legend Pavel Nedvěd in the Czech Republic to launch a new publication of his memoirs. Plzeň's win was mandatory for the club, considering a day earlier Sparta had pulled within a single point by defeating Liberec. And in international football news, Sunday saw a key matchup between Manchester United and London club Chelsea, home to star keeper Petr Cech, which effectively decided this year's Premier League title race. As the goalie admitted on his personal website after the game, Chelsea is now out of the running. The side was defeated at Old Trafford by a score of 2-1. Both goals came on mistakes in the Chelsea defence, the first strike in just 36 seconds. And although Chelsea were able to get one back by Lampard, it was Manchester who looked masterful throughout the match, making the finish almost a foregone conclusion. United now only need one more point in 2 games to take the title, leaving the defending champions in the dust. And that's all the sport for today.